grateful as I am right now during this controversy for the stellar science education I received as it has prepared me for graduate school. The science education provided to me, and the one I have provided to my own students, is grounded largely in evolutionary theory, which is the most critical concept to a basic biology education. It is a concept which allows students to understand the relationships between organisms, both living and extinct, the mechanisms of DNA, and the interdependence of organism structures and pathways in living systems. I want my students and all Texas students to receive the same opportunity I now have in front of me. If you allow a vocal, unscientific minority to dictate our children's science curriculum by weakening the study of evolution, you run the risk of taking such opportunities away from them. Evolution is not a theory in crisis, despite the best efforts of creationists to make it seem so to the public through misleading tactics. Critics of evolution, such as the scientists here today from the Discovery Institute, would appeal to your sense of fair play and to your religious sensibilities, but the objections to evolutionary study they have raised are not based on accurate science. They would rely on TEKS 3A to achieve what they call expanding the study of evolution. In the reality of the classroom, it would weaken students' understanding of a fundamental biological concept. It would teach them that a local school board can override the established scientific literature and can undermine the work of many professional scientists here in this room and around the world. The textbooks under consideration for adoption today do conform to TEKS 3A. The question here today is not whether or not evolution is a solid theory. The vast majority of the scientific community and the data from many labs worldwide confirm that evolution is the mechanism by which new species arise. The question here today is whether we Texans will allow our religious beliefs to damage the study of science in Texas when our students rely on us to make decisions that will enrich their educational opportunities. When I envision my students in the future, I see them as being excited by the possibility of succeeding in graduate science study as I am today. I want them to share in the wonderful feeling of being well prepared for such a challenge. Not only my teachers, but also the textbook companies that published excellent textbooks and the people like you who approved them for my use deserve my thanks for preparing me as a student and a teacher of biology. And as a student and teacher of biology, I beg you not to damage the rich and fruitful study of evolution in Texas schools. Thank you.
Any questions?
Thank you again. You were here in July?
I was, indeed.
Okay, well, I appreciate your testimony. Excuse me. Can you tell me, because you're very, I asked you a question last time and you didn't get a good answer, so I'll ask you another question. Tell me, I have a question about the actual reality of descent with modification from a common ancestor. Okay. Is that a hypothesis that is, as Dr. Jenny Scott says, is as assured as the atomic theory of atoms and things like that? Is that a scientific fact in the same category as atomic theory?
I don't know a whole lot about atomic theory, that's probably not a good example.
Okay, well, then I'll use my heliocentric theory of Copernicus. Okay, are they in the same class?
Descent from a common ancestor has a great deal, mountains of scientific data supporting it. Is it a proven theory, absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt? Well, gravity isn't. No, it's not. But it has an enormous amount of scientific data to support it, and it is the best theory.
Okay, I know that all science hypotheses are never, ever fully proven, and that's part of the nature of the science. Would you classify it in the same realm of what we know about the heliocentric theory of the Earth part in the sun? Darwin's theory of common descent. Would you put Darwin and Copernicus on the same level?
That's a difficult question for me to answer on the spot. Right now, I would say yes.